of what has already taken place inside someone's life. And many of you are smiling already. I can see it. You're remembering your baptism. But for those of you who might be new, this is a symbolic act of someone who is saying that Jesus is their Lord and personal Savior. And as they are placed into the water, it's the symbolism of them dying to self and then being raised to new life in Christ. And I'm going to stop now. Rob, could you take over and introduce Randy?
Well, thank you very much, Lindsay. As we come today, and I just want to thank you on behalf of Randy for being here today. There's lots of friends and family that are here. Some even have come from the mainland, which Randy's very excited about, I know. I met Randy, can you believe it, 10 months ago on a golf course. It's hard to believe, and we're still friends. And so 10 months ago, and I have had the privilege of watching his journey over the last 10 months. It's been amazing. And Randy is going to share his story that covers a lot more ground than that. So I'm just going to leave it to him right now, and he's going to share his story.
Thank you, Rob. All right, so I got this all written down because I can't remember it all. But anyways, looking back on my life at this point, from my newly found Christian perspective, I realize that the Lord has not only been with me throughout my journey, but that he had also previously offered other opportunities to come to know him, which I, of course, had ignored. However, this last opportunity was somehow much harder to ignore, as several circumstances collided to convince me that I needed a greater power in my life. The first thing was that my partner Yvonne had taken a fall the evening before Christmas Eve 2 years ago and had hit her head, resulting in a trip to the hospital. During her stay at the hospital, there was a suspicion of COVID, and so she ended up being in isolation in a 4-bed room. The second thing was that my dog had become ill and was on medications which he was refusing to take. He was a tough little bugger about that, too. The third thing was that one of the crowns on my teeth had broken off at the gum line during Yvonne's stay at the hospital over Christmas. This meant that other than emergency, there were no services available. While all three things might be more easily handled individually, the combination of these events shook me to my very core for some reason. Some might say that God sent the Holy Spirit into me at this time to help convince me of my need for him, and I don't doubt it. I told Yvonne during her hospital stay that we would be attending church once she returned home, and she agreed. However, COVID made physical attendance difficult for us, so we began attending online service at Saanich Baptist Church in January 2022. At this point, I had also received a beautiful Bible as a Christmas present from my nephew, who is here today as well, which I very much liked, as it had all kinds of references and maps and footnotes to help understand the scriptures. I contacted my nephew and asked him if he would help me to study it, and he agreed, so we began our Monday night Bible study sessions over the computer, which my brother, who is here, has also now joined. Being an avid golfer, I also ran into a fellow during the summer of 2022 by the name of Rob Reinhardt. And we ended up being in a pool together. Oh no, we ended up playing together on several occasions. I particularly remember Rob's coolness and hospitable demeanor during the heat of competition. He seemed to have an inner calmness that I found myself curious about. During that same summer, SBC held a barbecue, which I convinced Yvonne to attend with me, and that was when we came into first physical contact with the church and its members. We began attending service, and it turned out that Rob was attending SBC, go figure. It felt in some ways like a bit of a homecoming for me, and so I applied for membership to the church and got to know Pastor Lindsay better as well. During those initial discussions with Pastor Lindsay, we began to talk about baptism. It was in the fall of 2022 that another set of circumstances came together to bring me to truly believe in Jesus. I had been involved in Bible study and attending church for a while, but still had not repented and surrendered control of my life over to the Lord Jesus, although I had been considering it for a while. We had become accustomed to reading the Our Daily Bread devotional, and one particular day, the devotional article that we were reading spoke to me, and I realized it was time to make that commitment. Being unsure of what to actually do, I asked my friend Rob, who I was playing golf with that day, to help me, and he agreed. So immediately after the round, we sat down together in the locker room, and I gave my life over to Jesus and declared my repentance and surrender to him. Over time now, it has become clear that the Lord loves me and that the church is one way I can get to know him better. So I am happy to make the commitment of baptism in front of my fellow church members. One other circumstance I want to relate to you that I think is relevant was I was also fortunate to be invited on a golf trip to Arizona this January with several Christian men, several of who attend this very church. And during my time with them, I was impressed with their acceptance of me and friendship offered so freely. It turned out that Rob and I roomed together during that week, and so we were able to discuss many things about practicing Christianity during the evenings. I found these discussions interesting and heartening, and I believe it was during those discussions when my mind first turned to serious consideration of being baptized. So as you can see, the Lord has graciously collected several things together in my life and led me to him. And so now I am ready to commit to him and look forward to a life with Jesus and to proclaim it to those around me.
Amen. What a great story. Randy, just a couple questions for you today. Do you believe that Jesus died on the cross to pay the penalty for your sin?
Yes.
Is it your desire today to serve him from this point on?
Yes.
Amen.
Better stand up and sing in celebration and just declare our joy and our celebration in the living hope that we have in Christ Jesus ourselves. So let's sing Living Hope together. We're also going to take up the offering at this time. I always forget about that. So if someone comes by with